Okay, guys. Well, welcome back here to Simple Faith Baptist Church, where the Bible changes us. We don't change the Bible. Brother Carlos here. We're going to give you a small Sunday school lesson before our Sunday service. The way that we do it here is usually Sunday school is 1 to 1:30. We take a 15-minute break, and then we get ready for the Sunday service. Unfortunately, we're starting a little late due to traffic, and so we apologize for that. So let me try to feed you a little snack before we give you the main entree. If you can turn your Bibles with me now to 1 Chronicles chapter number 14, 15, 16 in that area. This is where we're going to start here for our lesson and hope today can be a blessing to you. We're just going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing us to gather safely in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for those that are visiting our church for the first time on a Sunday. Lord, would you please bless them and equip me with the ability to minister as you would have me to, Father. Please, once again, forgive me of any sins, God, which I've committed against your spirit and others in my heart. I want to be a vessel that is pure with a goodwill desire to minister to people the word of God. And so, Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit would prepare our hearts to receive the Sunday school message and also the Sunday service message. And we look forward to the fellowship afterwards, and we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So 1 Chronicles 15, just a little unique lesson, church, that I've prepared for today's Sunday school. And let me just give you a little back history of what's going on. So remember that after the children of Israel were enslaved for 400 plus years there in the land of Egypt, eventually God came through on his promise that he gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that one day he would redeem them, he will free them, and bring them into their own land. And eventually God raised up a savior in type, if you will, Moses. And eventually they were carried out of Egypt. And we know they had an exodus traveling in the wilderness. It could have been less than 40 years. But remember, the children of Israel rebelled. And so God punished them by making them go back through the wilderness for 40 years. So they get through. Unfortunately, Moses was unable to go into the promised land for a mistake he made. He raised up Joshua, his minister, his servant, to take over the ministry, if you will, as his under-shepherd. I want you to imagine Moses as the pastor of the church of Israel, and then Joshua, if you will, as a type of an assistant pastor. So God takes him. He raises up Joshua. They go into the promised land. They conquer. They fight. There's war. There's battles. But over time, after Joshua had passed, judges were raised up because there was no king over the people. And unfortunately, the children of Israel began to swiftly and quickly stray from the covenant promise. They began to break the laws of God. Eventually, they began to worship the false gods of the heathen around them. And eventually, they desired a king. And so God raised up a prophet by the name of Samuel. I'm just fast-forwarding history. Throughout the time of Judges, 1 Samuel tells us that Hannah had a son. His name was Samuel. He was the first major prophet that the nation of Israel ever had, if you will, outside of Moses. And God told Samuel to anoint a fellow by the name of Saul to be king. Well, eventually Saul likewise ended up rebelling against God's laws, and he took him out of his position, eventually raising up a man after his own heart by the name of David. You guys remember him. He's famous for not only the victories of war and battles fighting on behalf of the people of Israel, but I think mostly generally he was remembered by his unfortunate fault in his sin with Bathsheba. Well, nevertheless, guys, in the good times, if you will, the times when his heart was in the right place, in the right direction for God, this is where we're at now in 1 Chronicles 15. They take over Jebus, if you will. That's prior to them renaming it Jerusalem. They ended up conquering this little piece of area, Jerusalem, and they ended up able to make that the city of David. And eventually, David will settle in there, if you will, begin to build it up for the society, structuring, for the society there, and he would make himself his own place. But this whole time, remember the Ark of God that Moses had fashioned with the people? All those hundreds of years, it's still there, the Ark with the testimony, with the laws, if you will, in there. And it was not necessarily yet established in a fixed place. It was traveling from tent to tent. And so the heart of David was he wanted to make a house for the Ark of God, if you will. He wanted to make a covering for it. So that's kind of a quick history as we catch up now. Let's read together verse 1. David made him houses in the city of David and prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched for it a tent. David said, none ought to carry the Ark of God but the Levites, For them had the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him forever. So as you guys can see, King David's heart, it's in the right place because his heart is on the word of God. Remember that the laws of God, you can read all throughout Leviticus, Numbers, God singled out the tribe of Levi for the work of service. That is, they were the ones who were going to be in charge of sacrificing on behalf of the people. They were the ones that would be in charge of overseeing the feasts, making sure every Hebrew was honoring it properly. They were the ones that were mediating between God and the Hebrew people on behalf of the laws, the commandments, the precepts, making sure that they would work, if you will, in that work of service. And so he remembers, hey, it's just the Levites who can do it. David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place, which he prepared for it. Now listen here, verse number 4. David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief and his brethren, and 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief and his brethren, 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief and his brethren, and 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief and his brethren, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief and his brethren, 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief and his brethren, and 112. So far, guys, we have a couple of hundred of people that David, according to verse number 4, assembled. So what's the lesson before I run out of time here? I want you to see that it just took one man with a vision to assemble the people to do something for God. That's the lesson I want you to hear today. It took one man with a vision. He wanted to build something for God. He wanted to do something for God. He got the people of God, and he said, come over here. Come over here. I need you to do your job. This is a couple hundred, as you guys can see with me, and they came. What's the lesson here? This is my lesson for you today. As the pastor of this church, as I do my best to assemble the saints and say, brother, I need you to do this for God. Sister, I need you to do that for God. Notice it took the mutual submission of every single one of these Levites and their kinsmen to say, King David, we're going to follow you because we likewise want to honor God. Church, it's going to take every single one of you to likewise want to follow God with me as the pastor to say, we're ready to meet our needs. We're ready to do the duties that we now as spiritual priests, because remember, as a Christian, we all are called priests, according to 1 Peter. We're all a part of the priesthood. So all of us can serve God in some capacity. Remember that? It's no longer just the Levites. This is all Christians, whether you're male or female. Certain things you can't do, like being a pastor, for example, as females, but you can do a lot of great things. Amen? Likewise, the men. So in other words, the lesson is, let's assemble, and I'm going to say, okay, brother, you got to do that. Okay, sister, can you help us with this? And I want you to see that they were able to accomplish something great. Now, let's continue verse 11. David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and for the Levites, and Uriel, and Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves. In other words, get yourselves ready, right? Prepare yourself, wash yourself, get yourself every, you know, according to the law of Moses. My wife and I were reading it the other day in Numbers and Leviticus. The Levites had to bathe themselves. They had to make sure they weren't defiled by touching dead bodies and doing all these things. So they had to get themselves ready outwardly, amen, and inwardly, so they can what? Conduct the work of God. All right, so now he's telling them, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So remember, guys, when he first tried to bring in the ark, what happened? It began to kind of tumble because the animals are carrying it in the cart. One guy tried to hold it from falling. Remember that? And God struck him dead. Unfortunately, that really got David really upset and sad. But now, what did he learn? What did God teach him? They did not sanctify themselves. They did not prepare themselves properly, inwardly and outwardly, for them to what? Handle the ark. So can I tell you something, church? As much as I can say, brother and sister, I need you to do this for God. I need you to do that for the work of God. Make sure your heart is right with God. Make sure that you're prepared with prayer and make sure that you have a humble heart to be willing to submit to God's laws and to the pastor to say, hey, brother, we're ready to get your back, whatever we can do according to the due order. So before we close, that's the lesson I wanted to elaborate, but for the sake of time, I'm going to give it to you shortly now. Great, great teaching example from 1 Chronicles 15. King David, he had the vision. He had the desire to do something for God. Nathan, a prophet, would later on be raised up by the Lord to say, whatever's in your heart, do it. But David can't do this alone. So who does he go to? He goes to the priests. He says, you guys are charged by the laws of God to do what you guys got to do for the ark and, you know, making sure we are worshiping properly. Can I tell you something? God gave you a pastor. He has a desire. He has a vision. But he needs you guys, who? The priests. All of you today. And those who will come later on today, you guys are spiritual priests according to the book of 1 Peter. All of you can do something, but we got to do it according to the order. So before we close, one more place. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 in your Bible, Ephesians chapter 4. And then as you make your way there, I'm just going to quickly show you on the screen. I'll just quickly show you for those of you who haven't read this verse in a long time. But remember, according to 1 Peter 2, verse 5, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, now listen, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So there you have it, 1 Peter 2, 5. Every single born-again Christian on the planet are a part of the spiritual priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So all of us, if you will, are qualified at the moment we get saved to do something for God. Of course, there's an order, as I just briefly mentioned. Pastors, if you will, deacons, men in leadership, God narrowed the order to male, just like the Levite priesthood. There was only men serving the temple. You don't see women as Levites offering sacrifices. Likewise, he carries that principle over for pastors or deacons. But there's nothing wrong with women teaching women, nothing wrong with women having a Bible study for women, women helping out with youth ministry, and in all these modern things we like to employ, nothing wrong. Why? Because you're a priest. You can do it, but there's an order. So now, before we close, look with me now in Ephesians chapter 4. In verse number 7, the Bible says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So when you got saved, not only were you given the forgiveness of sins, not only were you justified, right? You will not die in your sin because legally the blood has been applied. You will go straight to heaven to be with Christ. But guys, you were given gifts. What are those gifts? Well, 1 Peter 2, spiritual gifts. And now let's keep reading a little later. Verse number 11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what, though? Verse number 12. For the perfecting of the saints. So we have the apostles' doctrine. We got it recorded in the Bible. We have the prophets' doctrine recorded in the Bible. We have then people who take what is written in the Bible and go into the world to teach people. That's the evangelists. And then once people get saved by what was written down, eventually God will, of that assembly of believers, or a man, if you will, employed by that brother, raise up a pastor or teacher that is a man gifted to then take what was written down to teach the members of that local assembly. But for what purpose? Look at verse number 12. For the perfecting of the saints. So just like we read last Friday about all scripture, right, given by inspiration, that the man of God may be perfect, God gave you, the Christian, a pastor because God needs to continue to teach you how to live better in areas in your life on how to be a Christian. Notice the perfecting of the saints. So today we're not going to argue about apostles, this and all that. I'm just telling you what he gave you is to help you to grow in your life. Let's just keep it simple. All right, the next thing in verse 12. For the work of the ministry. How about that? For the edifying of the body of Christ. So before we close, what I want to share with you, what's the lesson? Just like King David assembled all Israel, and then just like King David singled out the tribe of Levi, because according to the laws of God, it was the tribe of Levi's responsibility to perform the work of the ministry between Jehovah God and the nation of Israel in the area of ministry, the temple or the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, you know, administering the sacrifices, all that. It was their responsibility. Just like that, my lesson for you for the snack is this. God gave you a pastor. He has a vision, a desire. He's going to call all the church together and say, okay, brother, according to the scriptures, you can help with this. Okay, sister, according to the scriptures, you can help with that. What am I doing? I'm assembling the people, bringing them to God, and now let's do this for God. But notice, we need you, the priests, to do it. It can't be one man to do the whole thing, amen? So I just want to encourage you with that as we continue to move forward and trying to do something for Christ here in our city of Oceanside. As my wife and I are recovering, our heart's desire is getting close to getting back out there on the streets to evangelize door-to-door, public places. We cannot build this together alone. It's going to require every single saint because you're a priest, right? It's going to require every single member to participate and to be taught how then to work, notice there, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So I just want to leave you with that little lesson that you are gifted, praise God, There is a due order as it pertains to how your gift is to be implied. The scriptures are right here, Ephesians 4. And now the pastor, the teacher, will begin to help you, the member, to know how to put your gift into practice according to the order of the scriptures. So once again, brother, you can help us with this, John. Sister, you can help us with that, Katie, or other sister Katie, or the brethren later on that come to church. There's an order, so let's show you the Bible telling you what you could do and what you can't. And now the last thing we need is just a willing heart to say, I'm ready to do it. All those Levites, you know what their heart was stirred to do? King David, we got your back. We're ready to do this for God. We'll sanctify ourselves because the scriptures command us to do that. We're ready to follow your vision. Let's bring the ark of God. So today, let's do the same. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's sanctify ourselves. Let's get ready for the work of God that he has for us so we can build this together. It's not a one-man show or a man and woman show. Amen? So let's close there. We'll get ready for the Sunday service. Hope that was a blessing to you, a little snack for a lesson for the Sunday school. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the short message that you've allowed us to hear today. I just pray your Holy Spirit would work on our hearts. I know, Lord, a lot of our members are running late today. Pray that you would be with them as well to help them travel safely to church. But I do pray, God, that as we rehearse this in their ears later, those of us that are here can take that burden and that conviction likewise to say, brother and sister, we're all qualified by Christ. We've all been gifted to do something to help our pastor, to help our church to build this ministry together, to serve and to work. So, Lord, I thank you for any humble heart ahead of time, any tender heart that's tender towards your word, to be ready and willing to be taught, discipled, Lord, so we can continue to work for you, the great shepherd and the great pastor of your church. Father, we thank you, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my church friends, love you. Let's go ahead and take a 10-minute break before we get ready for the Sunday service, and I hope that was a good little lesson for y'all, and we're going to get started for the